It's Friday, July 23rd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Market data from Gartner, CIOs, ISG, IBM, and Datto. Tech aisle research on Microsoft's cloud PC. And cyber notification moves through Congress in a legislation review. This is the Business of Tech. Global IT spending is projected to total $4.2 trillion in 2021, a jump of 8.6% from last year, according to the latest forecast by Gartner. Its data forecasts the IT services segment to total $1.2 trillion in 2021, a rise of 9.8% from 2020. A flash survey of 100 U.S. and European CIOs conducted by Morgan Stanley suggests overall technology budgets are about to decline by 4.4% this year. Previously, the same survey had been forecasting a 3.5% growth. And quoting Smarter MSP, managed services generated nearly $8 billion in annual contract value in the second quarter of 2021, the biggest quarter in the history of an index created by Information Services Group that tracks deals in value of excess of $5 million. That's not only a 24% increase over the same quarter a year ago, the report also finds that level of growth represents a 13% improvement on the historic average. Three quarters of government IT decision makers cite migrating and managing data from legacy systems to the cloud as a challenge, but 60% think it's important to modernize IT infrastructure to improve efficiency and security, according to an IBM survey released last Friday. Half of respondents cited performance issues as a barrier to cloud migration, 38% said training users on new systems slowed modernization, and 26% blamed bandwidth costs as a concern. Datto released their global state of the MSP market. 96% of MSPs expect their revenues to increase over the next 3 years. 93% believe it's a good time to be an MSP versus 86% pre-pandemic. 99% deliver some kind of managed security services, and competition is what keeps them up at night. Oh, and jobs. Per job site Indeed, the number of postings using words like hiring urgently has spiked over 50%. Why do we care? Gartner says spending is up, and CIOs say budgets are getting smaller. Within that, managed services are growing. Of course, that's at the enterprise level. Datto's data says there's optimism, and that IBM survey tells us the opportunity and the challenge. Sure, it may be a great time to be a provider if you're pushing onto modern infrastructure and dealing with customers who are investing in technology. I'll frame this in risk management. Services are needed to solve problems and help customers, and there's tons of opportunities. Just ensure, based on all the risk I discuss in security sections, that you've appropriately managed your risk. Because it's not easy, including challenges like staffing. Tech Aisle has some research this week supporting the idea that Microsoft's cloud PC will be widely adopted. Quoting the piece, Tech Aisle data suggests that SMB and mid-market buyers will appreciate its portability, native access to web-based resources, its innovative approach to security, access to Microsoft Office personal productivity solutions, namely Microsoft 365, and the ability to add Azure Active Directory. Data from a survey conducted by TechAisle in the U.S. shows that 5% of very small businesses, 10% of small businesses, 16% of core mid-market firms, and 32% of upper mid-market organizations may adopt cloud PC. Now, why do we care? I'm bullish on cloud PC, particularly as a solution to that risk management problem. And seems the market is too. That initial data set might be considered small, but I'd offer it's a great slice. It's also early days and without investment. If it was me delivering services, I'd be all in with cloud PCs. And a legislation review. The new bipartisan Cyber Incident Notification Act has been introduced that would compel some companies to report being breached. Per CNBC, quote, the proposed bill would introduce a new disclosure requirement for federal agencies, federal contractors, and critical infrastructure companies to notify the Department of Homeland Security when they identify a breach of their systems. It also gives those companies limited immunity when they report a breach. For instance, shareholders could not gain access to the disclosed information to use as evidence in a lawsuit. It also would require DHS to anonymize personally identifiable information, end quote. The Federal Trade Commission has also formally pledged to take on unlawful right to repair restrictions in a policy statement released Wednesday. And over at the Department of Justice, the administration has picked Jonathan Cantor, a leading antitrust voice, particularly around Google, as the lead on antitrust efforts. In Israel, in reaction to the software sold by NSO Group used to spy on journalists and officials, and reported yesterday, they're considering changes to the export policy used to allow the software to be developed and sold. Now, why do we care? Trendwise, it's the march to regulation. Sure, that disclosure law starts with big companies. It's just a matter of time before it trickles down or gets replicated via insurance requirements. The mood of legislatures is to take action. There's been a chorus of "not in my backyard" from a section of providers this week, but their assumption appears to be that they can ignore this trend and it will magically go away. I disagree. I'll be reporting back over time to see how this actually plays out. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend as we dive into cybersecurity versus information security. And back again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.